Today's scripture reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 17 through 34.
选读经文是《哥林多前书》第11章第17至34节。
We'll read this passage together. Verse 17 through 34. We'll read this passage together, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我们一起用英文读，然后中文读出。
1 Corinthians 11. But in the following instructions, I do not commend you, because when you come together, it is not for the better, but for the worse. For in the first place, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and I believe it in part. For there must be factions among you in order that those who are genuine among you may be recognized. When you come together, it is not the Lord's Supper that you eat. For in eating, each one goes ahead with his own meal. One goes hungry, another gets drunk. What? Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I commend you in this? No, I will not. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever, therefore, eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined so that we may not be condemned along with the world. So then, my brothers, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. If anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, so that when you come together, it will not be for judgment. About the other things, I will give directions when I come.
哥林多前书11章17至34节，我们中文一起去读。我现在吩咐你们的话，不是称赞你们，因为你们聚会不是受益，乃是招损。第一，我听说你们聚会的时候彼此分门别类，我也稍微的信这话。 在你们中间不免有分门结党的事，好叫那些有经验的人显明出来。你们聚会的时候，算不得吃主的晚餐，因为吃的时候，各人先吃自己的饭，甚至这个饥饿，那个醉酒。你们要吃喝，难道没有家吗？还是藐视神的教会，叫那没有的羞愧呢？我向你们可怎么说呢？ 我因此称赞你们的么？我不称赞。我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣秘密的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就擘开说：这是我的身体，为你们舍的。你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说：这杯是用我的血所立的新约。你们每逢喝的时候，要如此行，为的是纪念我。 你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死，直等到他来。所以无论何人不按你吃主的饼、喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身、主的血了。应当自己省察，然后吃这饼、喝这杯。因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。因此，在你们中间有好些软弱的，与患病的，死的也不少。 我们若是先分别自己，就不至于受审。我们受审的时候，乃是被主剪治，免得我们和世人一同定罪。所以我弟兄们，我们吃聚会吃的时候，要彼此等待。若有人饥饿，可以在家里先吃，免得你们聚会自己取罪。其余的事，我来的时候再安排。
May God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
愿祝福读经同听喺话语嘅人。
Pastor Wilson will bring us today's message titled "The Significance of the Lord's Supper."
今日节目师话嘅正道题目系圣餐的重要性。
Let's pray.
有一齊祈禱。
Lord, feed us from your supper tonight.
主啊，用今天嘅晚上，用你嘅聖餐去喂養我哋。
We pray, O Lord, that we realize that Lord's Supper, the sacrament, feeds us by word, spirit, and truth.
用我哋明白就係呢個聖餐就可以透過話語當中去喂養我哋嘅身體，喂養我哋嘅靈。
And as we celebrate the Lord's victory over sin, death, and hell,
我哋庆祝就系话主，你已经系战胜咗呢个嘅罪，呢个死亡。
We pray that you would touch our hearts so that we would come to know you more and more.
用我哋将我哋嘅心去摆出嚟，让我哋更加去认识你。
And so help us be attentive to your word now.
主，让我哋系留心去听你嘅话语。
And by the power of the Holy Spirit, apply it to our lives.
让你嘅圣灵临到我哋当中，将嘅话语去活出嚟。
We ask that in the precious name of Jesus, Amen.
我咁祈祷，奉主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。
Well, you don't have to be a Christian for long to know that beliefs don't automatically produce behavior or character change.
你唔需要做咗一个基督徒好耐都明白，就系话呢个信仰、相信唔系好自自然然嘅去帮你做一个好嘅性格或者好嘅行为。
Let me illustrate that for you with an example. You may believe in God and believe that God really loves you.
我俾個例子你就係話，譬如話相信神係愛你嘅。
Yet you might still be very anxious, selfish, and messed up as many people are.
但你仍然嘅，雖然你係相信，但你都係好焦慮或者好自私，好似啲未相信嘅人一樣。
Belief that God loves you ought to make a huge difference in your life.
我哋信仰，我哋相信神係應該俾我哋一個人生入邊一個重大嘅改變。
It ought to make an enormous difference.
应该会有个改变嘅。
But in so many cases, it doesn't.
但好多时发现到就话相信咗之后都系冇人生嘅改变。
And so my question to you this morning is this: Why not?
所以今天早上想问你大家就话点解咧
？Well, the simple answer is this: It's because beliefs don't automatically produce changed character.
因为个答案就系话一个信仰唔会自自然然嘅就帮你有一个。人生嘅你嘅性格有改變。
The Bible is pretty clear. Beliefs must be turned into changed character through Christian practices, through spiritual disciplines.
聖經講得好清楚，就話人生入邊個信仰輪到你人生入邊有改變。若然你係有去相信嘅時候，你有個基督徒嘅生命，或者你有信心嘅呢個嘅訓練。
Those are the things that are mentioned in the scriptures that actually take your beliefs, take your faith, and shape.Your character with those truths.
就圣经里面都讲就话呢个信仰信心系帮助你去改变你哋嘅心，去仍然有改变嘅时候，可以帮助你嘅性格、你嘅人入边开始先有改变。
And perhaps the Christian discipline par excellence is observing the Lord's Supper.
而基督徒嘅最终嘅训练就系话，其实就喺呢个圣餐嘅当中。
The Lord's Supper is also called communion.Or the Eucharist.
神呢个嘅一个晚餐就系呢个圣就系呢个圣餐。
Now, if you've been a Christian for long, you probably know because we celebrate Lord's Supper once a month here. The Lord's Supper connects things that otherwise would be fragmented.
原来你系基督徒嘅一个，我哋一齐翻教会嘅时候，我哋系每一个月我哋一齐领呢个圣餐，就将领个圣餐嘅时候，我哋将好多碎人生入边嘅碎事，我点样嘅系将佢连埋一齐。
Communion brings together. The truths of the gospel.
聖餐係幫助我哋去更加嘅去將呢、这個基督嘅呢、这個福音去真理帶埋一齊。
And in a few minutes, we'll look at a way that shows us the significance of the Lord's Supper.
而之後我哋會講解到就係話呢個聖餐喺我人生入邊嘅重要性。
I'll be referring just in a few minutes through a common verb that will help you remember the importance of the Eucharist.
而我哋都會睇到就話有啲字眼係幫助我哋。更加了解的聖餐。
But before I introduce you to that, let me show you another way that will help, hopefully, if you are familiar with Tolkien and the Lord of the Rings, that would help you.
若然你是有看過那套魔戒那套片的，你認識這個托爾金的書，你會就會明白，更加會幫你明白。
Again, by way of illustration, I'm using Lord of the Rings to connect you to the importance of celebrating the Lord's Supper.
我想用一个例子，用一个魔戒嘅一套一个嘅书或者一个嘅电影，去帮助你了解呢个圣餐。
And you'll just see on slide two a little clip from the movie version of Tolkien's third of his trilogy, The Return of the King.
如果你有睇过嘅魔戒嘅第三部嘅电影，你就系话讲到呢个王者再临。
And again, if you could hit slide three as well, you'll see in Return of the King that towards the end of the book that enemies of those who are trying to live for the Lord, enemies and dread weapons pummel the walls of the city of Gondor.
若然你有睇過嘅呢個嘅王者再臨嘅時候，喺最後嗰段嘅時候，就話睇到嗰啲當時嘅敵人係臨到當時嘅城市去攻打佢哋。
And as the city gates give way, as these enemies are plummeling it,
就話當時就好似若然你睇嗰本書就話嗰個江多城，當時嗰啲敵人嚟到江多城去冚到呢個嘅城門啦已經。
The reality of death, doom, and bitterness.And of defeat, come to put a hold on people.
就話啲人已經見到人嘅死亡，嚟到呢個嘅滅亡。
And if you're familiar with the book, you'll know that the evil dark lord grimly claims the city for himself.
你見到有人有睇過本書嘅，睇就話當時呢個嘅敵人，呢個嘅個魔王係臨到當時嘅城市。
But in that moment, when you see the storm of enemy ghouls and dark and evil people invading the city, you see a glimmer of hope.
就話當時呢個嘅魔王佢哋嘅軍隊係嚟唔到呢個城市去毀滅呢個城市嘅時候。
And you'll see the riders of Rohan, the neighboring armies that are allied with the besieged city, coming to rescue them.
就喺最後嗰一刻，就係隔離嘅城市 Rohan 嗰個城市，佢哋嘅兵馬隊就衝嚟去幫助佢哋。
And as you'll see on slide four and on slide five, the horn is blowing, indicating that these armies are willing to die to help get back the city of Gondor.
这班的兵马队就是他们抢去这个后角，就是冲来去帮手去攻打这个魔王。
And so Tolkien in the book, Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, writes this. Pippin, one of the hobbits, rose to his feet. And he stood listening to the horns, and it seemed to him that they would break his heart with joy, and never in after years could he hear a horn blown in the distance without tears starting in his eyes.
咁喺嗰本書又講到話，當呢個兵馬隊去衝嚟嘅時候，當時有一個嘅其中一個嘅主角Pippin，佢聽到呢個號角聲嘅時候，佢心入邊充滿咗呢個快樂。佢就聽住呢個聲音，佢知道呢個拯救係得嚟啦。而之後佢嘅日子，每一次佢聽到呢個嘅號角聲音嘅時候，佢都係充滿著呢個嘅眼淚同埋歡樂。
The Lord's Supper reminds us that the dark lord looms before us, streaking and shouting at you and saying, "All is lost."
就係聖餐就俾到我哋人生入邊我哋嘅黑暗嘅時間時候，主係再來。是给到我们这个的光明。
But the Lord of Light steps up, steps forth and says, This is my body broken for you?
这个就是这个光明的主，就是他临到这个前面，告诉你知，我的身体为你们舍。
I hope you see the analogy, the significance. If we, when we partake of the Lord's Supper, we taste for ourselves what redemption cost God in order to call us to Himself, to call us home.
所以当我哋领圣餐嘅时候，我希望有人够去品尝到、感受到，就系话，因为主嘅救恩，佢主就点样帮助我哋去再一次翻到嚟。
And if it really resonates with you, which it should, as a Christian, tears should start forming your eyes when you remember Him.
如果你真系相信主嘅时候，你系基督徒，你当领圣餐嘅时候，你嘅内心入边都系充满着眼泪。
You see, Holy Communion connects your heart, the core of your being, to God.
圣餐系帮助我哋嘅心，我哋整个人去同神有个联合。
You know what's happening? When Jesus Christ says, "This is my body," He puts the bread in your hand.
就当耶稣基督去讲嘅时候，就话：呢个系我嘅身体，就话佢将呢个饼去交到你嘅手中。
When Jesus says to you, "This is my blood," He puts a cup in your hand.
当耶稣讲嘅时候话：呢个系我嘅血，就话佢将呢个杯交喺你嘅手中。
And what that means is God is becoming accessible.
意思即系话，主耶稣基督佢能够同你有一个接近。
Jesus is basically saying, "I'm making myself accessible to you. I'm giving myself to you."
意思即系话，主耶稣话俾你知，就话我自己亲自嘅能够接近你，去帮助你。
I'm connecting with you.
我同你有一个接触。
See, the Lord's Supper is not just about believing in general.
啊，呢个圣餐唔系话只系单单话系相信一件事件。
It's about communion, union with Christ, common union with Jesus Christ.
圣餐其实系代表咗我哋同主同神系有一个真正嘅接触。
It's about a deep connection with the risen Lord.
系完全有一个好深入嘅同主入边有个接触。
And so, what's the nature of this connection?
咁呢个接触系乜嘢咧？
See, the Catholic Church has always said that when Jesus said, "This is my body," He was speaking literally.
天主教嘅教会佢讲话，当我领入圣餐嘅时候，耶稣基督嘅话，呢一个系我嘅身体，佢就讲就话，呢个真系呢个饼就真系一个有个身体一样当中。
Catholic theologians would tell you and I, He didn't say this represents my body.
天主教会讲就话，当佢话呢个系我嘅，呢个饼，呢系我嘅身体嘅时候，冇话呢个系代表我嘅身体。
They would point out and say, "This is my body."
佢话神耶稣基督佢话呢个系我嘅身体。
And therefore, if you're familiar with a Catholic Mass in Latin, the priest might say, "Hocus corpus meum."
呢个就系拉丁文佢嘅意思。
Which of course that means this is my body.
拉丁文就讲就话呢个饼就话代表咗系我嘅身，就话呢个饼就系我嘅身体。
And what they're referring to, he's not talking about it symbolically.
他说这个不是象征是我的身体，不是象征性的。
The Catholics believe it's literal, it's actual, it's automatic saving grace of God.
天主教会相信就说这个饼就是有一个拯救的能力。
And therefore the conclusion is, if you want eternal life, you have to eat and drink it.
所以就说当你去得到拯救的时候，你一定要吃这个饼，不是一定要喝这个杯。
In other words, this is literally Jesus.
就告诉你，这个饼，这个杯就是耶稣基督了。
And that's the Catholic view of Holy Communion.
这个是天主教的角度去看这个圣餐。
Now, Protestants have said over the years, "No, that isn't so. It's symbolic."
但是新教徒就不同的看法。
Jesus, when he said, "This is my body," wasn't saying this literally was my body.
新教徒去看的时候就说，耶稣基督没有说到说
Protestants say Jesus was saying, "This represents my body."
So, 其实新教徒去睇就话，呢个饼系代表咗耶稣基督嘅身体。
This symbolizes what I'm about to do for you.
系代表咗象征咗话我会点样去做。
Of course, I'm a Protestant minister, and we're a Protestant church.
我哋教会系新教嘅徒，我哋系我哋呢啲一样。
I'd like to briefly point out to you some of the problems with both of those views, Catholic and Protestant.
但其实在两方面的看法, 新教徒同埋天主教徒去睇呢个圣餐都有啲问题。
When the Catholics say Jesus said this is my body, he didn't say this symbolizes my body. He didn't say that.
啊，当天主教佢讲就话耶稣基督讲话呢个就系我嘅身体，佢冇话呢个饼系代表我嘅身体。
But there's a problem with that Catholic objection.
但系其实天主教佢咁睇有问题。
Because as you read the scriptures, the fact that on that night in which Jesus was betrayed, he actually said those words as he was holding a bread and a cup, right?
当主耶稣基督去嗰晚去被卖嘅那一夜吓，佢嗰阵时系佢自己攞住个饼，攞住个杯。
His actual blood hadn't been shed yet.
啊，佢仲未流佢嘅宝血，仲未死。
He didn't go to the cross yet.
佢仲未去钉十字架。
He's there before the disciples as they're breaking bread.
啊，但系佢就咁讲。
So what does that mean?
咁系咩意思咧？
Well, it means when Jesus actually said, this is my body, he must have been talking symbolically, right?
So when Jesus Christ said this word, this bread represents that this is his body.
He had to be. Because his body and his blood were still intact. He was right before the disciples when he's breaking the bread.
Because he was right before the disciples when he's breaking the bread. Because he was right before the disciples when he's
His body and blood were still intact. He must have meant this represents my body.
So, 当时的圣餐是个饼一杯，是代表了耶稣基督的身体和血。
So, there's a big problem with saying you only have eternal life if you eat the drink and drink the bread and the cup, which the Catholics say.
So, 当天主教去睇嘅时候就话，你一定要食呢个饼呢个杯先能得救，系呢个睇法系错。
Look at the Gospel of John.
我哋睇个约翰福音。
You know, if you are familiar with the Gospel of John and you just peruse through it, you'll have all kinds of places in the New Testament that say, if you believe, if you receive, if you look to, if you trust in Jesus, you have eternal life. That's what it says.
但如果你相信，你去睇过嘅约翰福音，你或者你系好快睇过嘅入边嘅约翰福音，佢嗰边讲就话，如果你去相信去接受耶稣基督嘅时候。你只要是你要心里相信，口里承认。
If you read places in the New Testament like John, where that's spelled out, there's no mention when they say that about the bread and the cup. When John says believe, receive, look, trust in him, he doesn't mention about the bread and the cup.
但系约翰福音入边讲到就冇，当你要相信嘅时候，就话你要去相信神，从来都冇讲到话你要得救，一定要食呢个饼，呢个饮呢个杯。
However, if you're astute.And you went to John chapter 6. When you read John 6, you realize the Protestant approach that says, this is just a symbol, falls short.
So when we read John 6, we read that the New Testament read that this is a symbol.
Because if it's just a symbol that the Protestants say, this means that it doesn't have any grace and power, it's just like you're having a quiet time.When you open a Bible and you pray to the Lord.
但若然我哋都系去好似新教徒去睇嘅时候，啊，仍只系一个象征式嘅时候，你会觉得其实你唔需要去翻教会，你其实你可以去查经，你可以去自己有一个安静嘅时候，都可以象征式去明白。
So there's a problem with the Protestant view too. It kind of falls short. It's not just a symbol.
所以呢个饼与杯唔单止只系话一个象征式。是象徵耶穌基督的身體和寶血。
Let me show you on slide 6 in John 6, verses 53 and 54. Right, that's the chapter that we're looking at. John 6, 53 and 54, Jesus says, I tell you the truth. Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life.
在约翰福音第六章53至54节讲话，耶稣说：我实实在在的告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里。吃我的肉，喝我的血的人，就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。
If you're familiar with John chapter 6, when he says that, again in the context, there are many people who hear him are offended, right?
啊，当我哋去睇呢个嘅约翰福音第六章嘅时候。有些人看的时候会觉得很奇怪，很不喜欢。
paraphrasing here, they say to Jesus, what are you talking about?
他就說, 哇, 耶穌基督, 他說什麼在這裡?
We have to eat your flesh and drink your blood.
他說, 哇, 我要吃你的肉,
and what did those people do in John chapter 6? They leave. They said, forget this.
當時人聽到耶穌基督所說的話的時候,
but the people who remain, right, in that scene, John 6, they start questioning Jesus. And then what's Jesus' response to those questions?
而當時人留下去聽,去問耶穌基督,究竟你所說的話是什麼意思呢?
Jesus actually says, I'm not talking about the flesh. The flesh means nothing. The words I have spoken are spirit. They are life.
耶穌基督說,這個身體,這個肉不代表什麼,最重要的是我的話語,我的話語就是一個靈。So
what's that all about?
其實有什麼意思呢?
Jesus seems to be alluding to the Lord's Supper.
耶穌基督他所說的就是他想代表這個聖餐。
But when people start to say, are you talking literally? What's Jesus' reply? No!
有人就問他,究竟你所說的這個餅、這個杯是什麼意思呢?
What I'm talking about is this, feeding on my words.
他所說的這個餅、這個杯其實就是叫我相信他的人 要去透過他的話語去得到餵養。
My words, says Jesus, are spirit. My words are life and truth.
我的話語是一個靈,我的話語就是生命,我們需要去相信。
I don't want you to just believe my words, it's not enough.
我不想你只是相信我所說的話語。
I don't want you to just believe that I love you.
我不想你只是單單去相信我愛你。
Jesus says, I don't want you to just believe that I died on the cross.
我不想你只是相信我為你釘十字架上。
I don't want you to just believe the gospel.
我不想你只是單單地相信這個福音。
I want you to feed on them.
我想你的生命是得到這個話語,得到這個餵養。
I want you to drink them in.
我想你在這個話語當中,你得到這個灌溉,你的生命當中。
And of course, what he means is to meditate, chew on them, digest them.
我希望你透過這個話語,好像這個食物一樣,去進食,去喝下去。
To understand what Jesus is promising in the Lord's Supper, we need to look at that little word. That word, here's the key word, remember.
我經常想你看聖餐的時候,裡面講到一個很重要的話語,就是當我領了聖餐的時候,我們要紀念,我們要記得。
Why? Why is that the key word?
為什麼這個很重要呢?
Because what are you doing?
當我們要記得的時候,即是什麼意思呢?
What's the thing you're actually doing during the Lord's Supper?
所以當我們領了聖餐的時候,我們是在做什麼呢?
Jesus doesn't just say, eat it and drink it.
他沒有說,只是吃和喝。
I think that would be the Catholic view that says automatically, you eat and drink, you got grace.
就說,不是好像天主教去看的時候就說, 當你喝這個葡萄汁,你當你吃這個餅的時候,你自然而然就會得到這個救恩。
No, what did Jesus say?
耶穌基督他所說的什麼話呢?
Eat and drink in remembrance of me.
他說,當你吃和喝的時候,要如此行為的事紀念我。
Okay, so what's remembrance?
那就說要記得什麼呢?
Well, the trouble with the English word remember, it's kind of weak.
在英文字眼翻譯的時候,記得這個字眼有些少的,也未太好。
Because you and I are 21st century people, right? When you speak English.
我們21世紀的人,我們去看這個字眼。
I know some of you don't speak English, but again, if you even translate that word into Chinese or some other language, remember it's kind of weak.
當我們去翻譯的時候,我們去記得這個意思。
It's lost its power, and how so?
當我譯的時候,當我只是記得的時候,好像不太捉到意思。
What comes to mind when you hear somebody say remember in English?
當一個人說,我去記得意思是什麼呢?
What comes to mind? Well, you and I normally think, recall. How nice. Recall.
我們記得的意思就是說,我想起一些事,想到。
But the English word remember means more than recall.
但是英文字的字眼去看,記得,想到,是更加深的字眼。
And in order to get back the power behind that word remember, you need to realize what the opposite, the antonym of remember. What's the opposite of remember?
記得的相反的字眼其實是什麼呢?
It's the word dismember.
記得 remember 它的相反的字眼其實意思就是將它拆開拆體的意思。
Ew, dismember. What comes to your mind when you hear the word dismember?
當我聽到這個字眼的時候,分開,你想到什麼呢?
Right, you think of fingers, arms, legs, cut off, right?
當我聽到拆開肢體,分開的時候,我想起手腳腳可能跌了出來。
That's because the word member means a body part.
因為當中有一個肢體,就是英文 remember, 這個member裡面就是說肢體的意思。
So to remember means not just to recall.
所以我們要去記憶的時候,不單止說要去想起的意思。
It means to graft, to sew, to fuse.
都說我要記得想起的意思,就是說中文我想到就是說,我們要去將我們自己想起那件事,要去跟一起聯合。
It simply means to take something that's actually not part of your being and make it part of you.
就是說將我們知道那件事是不屬於我們的,但是我們將我們自己跟那件事結在一起。Maybe
you're struggling today with bitterness.
可能今天我們早上心中有很多苦毒。Maybe
you're despondent or filled with anxiety today.
可能我們生命當中充滿了一個憂慮。Well,
it's either one or two reasons why that's so.
我們可能是其中一個原因。
One reason could be you don't believe. You don't believe Jesus Christ gave himself for you.
我們可能不相信耶穌基督為我們而犧牲。
You really don't have faith in the Son of God, the second person of the Holy Trinity, the Lord of the universe, who says he values and loves you.
我們可能沒有一個信心去相信這就是神的兒子,這就是有一個三位一體的位格,第二位。
You don't really believe he's willing to lose everything for you.
我們不會相信耶穌基督犧牲所有一切為我們。Or,
it's just up here. It's just up here.
或者我們只是頭腦上的相信。It's
just in your head.
或者我們在頭腦上、知識上去相信。And
that's no good. It has to permeate in your entire being, into the core of your being.
但只是頭腦上的相信是不足夠,我們需要將這個相信的字
Or to put it in Jesus' words, you need to eat it.
我們用了譬如說耶穌基督所說的說話,我們將要相信耶穌基督給我們的福音,我們要進食。You
need to digest what he says.
我們要去進食,我們要得到這個餵養,透過耶穌基督的說話。When
you eat and digest, that means it becomes part of you.
好叫這個說話成為我們生命的一部分。
It saturates you.
成為一部分能夠去充滿我們身體。
It comes into you. It shapes the way you think about yourself, the world, and the people around you.
充滿了我們的生命,將我們無論我們做什麼都好,我們都是為著主的方向而去做。
The gospel needs to affect the way you think of everything.
而是影響到我們去想,我們思維,我們所做的事,都是為著神的方向去做。
I believe Jesus in John 6 is promising that in a unique way.
就講到,當我們相信耶穌基督的時候,在約翰福音第六章,就告訴我們,當我們相信的時候有特別。Jesus
is promising a truth in a way that's not available in any other place.
耶穌基督他英文過就說,裡面當中的真理,在其他地方是沒有的。You
eat and drink his words, his truth, the gospel, and it becomes part of your being.
所以我們要去進食,我們要去飲這個神給我們的話語,好叫我們去明白,讓我們成為我們生命的一部分。Do
this in remembrance of me, he says.
我們去進食,去飲神的話語,將這個話語充滿在身體,成為我們當中的一部分,去紀念祂。You
remember that God will spiritually graft his truth, his gospel, his grace into you in a very unique way.
當我們去記得神的時候,我們去記得就是神去的
God will imprint upon your heart his gospel in a way that you can't have in any other means of grace, like a quiet time.
就算我们静起来, 我们自己的思维,
Do you see why the Lord's Supper and baptism, which is the other sacrament, right? Why are they so important?
就是说为什么要需要去明白这个圣餐或者洗礼，这个是我们的礼仪，为什么这么重要呢？
Because you can't receive what God has for you here in any other means of grace.
我们需要神透过这个方法去给我们的恩典。
And the Lord's, at the Lord's Supper, if you remember the past and you get that connection, it will mean that He's in your hands, He's in your heart, He's in your life.
就是说这个圣餐当中，你要记得就是说神跟我们有一个联合，祂给到我们在我们的手，我们的心里面，我们的生命当中。
That's what it means when he says, this is my body, this is my blood. And that's Jesus' very words as he instituted the Lord's Supper. Well, I promised you the one word, the verb, that might help you in this remembrance.
我刚才说的话，我们有一个字眼，我们需要去明白，帮我们去明白这个圣餐。
And it's on slide 7. The word is a simple word, verb, look.
就在当中的字，讲就说我们要去看。
As you can see on the screen, look provides a helpful way to remember, to recall the significance of the Lord's Supper.
就是要看这个字眼去帮助我们去记得，和去想起，就是说这个圣餐的重要性。
Let me take a few minutes to explain that. For example, several dimensions here, you should look back in remembrance, like verse 24 and 25 tell you to. But what are those verses referring to? At referring to Jesus' person and work, right? And in short, what is that? He lives the righteous life that you refuse to live.
他说他过了一个完全完美的生命，就是这个生命我们做不到的。He
lives it for you.
他为了我们而这样活出。
And he does that perfectly for those who believe in him.
就说当若然你相信主耶稣基督的时候，他是为了你而这样活出这个生命。
And of course he goes to the cross. He dies there in payment for your sin because he is sinless.
就说他为了你，他钉在十字架上为了你的罪而死。
And he's sacrificing himself for your transgressions against God and others.
就是他钉在十字架上，去披上这个神的愤怒。
But don't just look back. Look up in thanksgiving to God, verses 24 and 25.
所以不单只是回顾，去望后，去记得耶稣基督所做的一切，而之后我们需要都是去望上，去仰望，去感谢神。
But don't just look back and look up. Look around and to make sure that you're in good relationships of fellowship and love with God's people. That's verses 17 and 22, that you're not in some type of tension with others.
也都是不单只是望后去回顾神基督耶稣基督为了所做一切，不单只是望上去看神的恩典，也都要去望在周围，去给我们去肯定，就说我们相信神的时候， 我们是当中有这个团契的生活，我们一起有这个与主里面的人一起有相爱的生命。
Again, let me emphasize all that looking, it's in the text. And so it's very important to make sure as you look around that you're in right relationship with others.
所以这所有的字都是其实在神的说话当中看到，就说我需要去望我周围， 我们和弟兄姊妹当中是不是有一个应该有的关系？
But it's not limited to looking back and remembrance to what the person and work of Christ did, or look up in thanksgiving to God, or look around to make sure you're in the right relationship with people. You also need to look in. That's what the text says. Look in. Examine yourself. Are you submitting to the Lord? Are you humbly trusting and obeying Him in your life?
所以说不单只是要去回看 耶稣基督为我们所做一切，不单只要去望上， 去感謝神為我所做一切，唔單止去望去周圍，就話我哋生命當中同弟兄姊妹係乜嘢應該有嘅關係，而我都需要去望內，我哋去睇自己有冇自己內心入邊嘅省察，究竟我哋係咩應該有嘅基督徒嘅生命。
That's verses 27 to 34.
就喺個入邊當中嘅27-34去講到。
That's looking in.
入邊嗰就話我要望入，我哋要自我嘅省察。
And finally, you have to look forward. You have to look forward to what? Verse 26, for the Lord's coming. He's coming again.
最後就話我需要去望最遠嘅，我哋要仰望，就話仰望神嘅再來。
You don't think Joni Erickson Tada, who's been a paraplegic since a teenager, who's now in her 70s, she's not looking forward to Jesus coming again?
我知道有個，譬如話一個人，佢佢係四肢係殘廢嘅。但是他已经活到现在70岁了，他去仰望神的再次回来。
Joni's going to be able to dance. Able to dance. Able to get out of that chair.
因为他是四肢的伤残，他就算他不可以去跳舞，他就算他要上一个凳都有个困难。
And with all your assortments of aches and pains and health issues, it's not going to be anymore when Jesus comes back.
当耶稣基督再次回来的时候，我们生命当中的苦毒已经不会再有。
Aren't you hopeful as you look forward to Jesus coming again?
So we should look forward. We hope
that will help you now to endure and to persevere and to go through long suffering.
So when we look forward, we have a waiting in the middle, and we have a patience in the middle of our suffering.
Now let me just focus in on, because again, there are too many of these aspects to squeeze in one message. Let me just focus on the two, remembrance and thankfulness or gratitude.
入面讲到好多嘅字眼，我需要去明白。但系我哋咧最主要今日要讲两点。
And again, I've already touched a lot on remembrance already. Again, on slide 8, you'll see a little bit more. Again, it's the looking back aspect. It's of this reflection, right? Looking back, remembering Jesus' cross work.Again, those are brought out from the text itself, verses
23-26.
And again, the emphasis, as I've stated already, it has to sink into you.
就是我所讲的说话，我希望你都能够是灌入你的生命当中。
And of course, that's the obvious way of how you obey Jesus' command, do this in remembrance of me.
So I 就话好着重我点样去遵守神嘅话语，我点样去纪念主耶稣基督。
Because Jesus, in His person work, He secured the new covenant, right?
耶稣基督佢已经肯定咗呢个嘅救恩俾我哋。
With the result that God forgives our sins.
就耶神系已经肯定咗话会宽恕我哋嘅罪。
Covenant or allegiance, alliance.In the Bible, usually refers to an act or right of making an agreement.
就是说，当我们，譬如说，我们有一个约的时候，我们有两方面。
Covenant is like standing contract between two parties.
当有一个文约的时候，有两方面。
And usually one party is far greater than the other.
通常呢，就说一方面呢，是大过另一面的。
And what Jesus is doing, he's fortifying the alliance.
就话佢耶稣基督就系嗰、那个高位嘅，佢放弃自己嘅高位。
Jesus is fulfilling the Passover by accomplishing the ultimate exodus。
即耶稣基督佢去牺牲佢自己，佢去为到呢个嘅盟约去牺牲。
Because as you look back in remembrance, you're remembering what he delivers his people from the bondage of sin。
就话耶稣基督为到呢个嘅盟约，佢牺牲自己。去将我哋人去带到呢个嘅自由。
You know, we can be so engrossed with so many other areas of the Christian life, which are good things, but not the focal thing.
但系呢样嘢唔系最主要我哋要去睇。
You know, choirs, music, things like that, fellowship groups, workshops on marriage and child rearing, missions conference, those are good things.
我基督徒嘅生命当中有好多嘢会将我哋嘅人生入边嘅生命当中嘅信心，佢可能会攞开。譬如就算是说我有唱歌，我们在教会当中有一个团契，有做很多的事工，有差传很多东西，但那些东西不是最主要的东西。
But those things aren't the focal point. The focal point is your faith.
这些所有的东西不是我们人生里面基督教最主要的中心点, 最主要的是我们的信心。
It's knowing what Jesus has done for you and responding to his love and following him with your life.
这个最主要就是我们的信心, 我们要认识耶稣基督, 认识他所为到我们所做的一切去纪念他而跟随跟随他。
You see, if you're not doing that, those other things are meaningless.
所以说,若然你不是真的完全相信这个信心的时候, 你所做的事工,所有的事情都是枉然。
See, to remember Jesus' cross work doesn't mean that you're just feeling sorry for Jesus, that he lived such a tragic life and he suffered.
因为若然你不能够明白这个意思的时候, 你所着重去看的就是觉得只是耶稣基督这个生命很惨, 他这样为到我人去这样做。
What we'll be doing in a few minutes later in the Lord's Supper is celebrating Jesus' victory. He chose to die. He chose to do that for you.
但若然你在明白的时候,就是说你要明白,耶稣基督他选择去死亡,他选择去拯救我们,而使到我们人得到这个,使到他有这个胜利。
And what are we celebrating? His victory over death. The wages of sin is death.
我们就庆祝什么?就是庆祝他战胜这个死亡,战胜这个罪。
Are you celebrating that?
你是不是为了这件事庆祝呢?
That's what we do at the Lord's Supper. That's why it should be the focal point.
所以这个当我们领了圣餐的时候, 这个才是我们的中心点, 我们庆祝神去战胜这个罪和死亡。
Shouldn't you be overjoyed that Jesus conquered sin, death, and hell for you?
当我们领了圣餐的时候, 我们不应该更加的开心快乐去庆祝这件事吗?
You know, we discussed last time how miserable it is with death hanging over us, right?
我们只要记得就是说我们生命当中的苦痛怎么样去令到我们生命当中很苦痛。
And you know that as you've lost loved ones, right?
当我们人生当中有人去失去他的生命的时候, 我们生命觉得很苦痛。
So aren't you overjoyed that Jesus has overcome that?
所以当我们领了圣餐的时候, 我们知道神去战胜这个死亡, 我们不应该更加开心去领这个圣餐吗?
That he's the first, he's only the first of many. If you're a believer, you're going to rise too with him.
So, 当我们相信就是说他是首先他去升天去复活，我们会跟随他。
So, whenever we observe the Lord's Supper, it's not just talking about the present. You have to reflect on the past.
所以我们当领了圣餐的时候，我们不只是单是看将来以后，我们都需要看回顾究竟耶稣基督为我们所做的一切。
And what are we remembering in particular? On the night that Jesus was betrayed.
就是说我们当是回顾的时候,我们特别的看就是回顾当耶稣被卖的那一夜。
Well, the last supper with Jesus was with whom? With his followers, his disciples.
当耶稣基督去最后这个餐的时候,他跟什么人一起? 他跟他的门徒一起。
And so what's the context? As you read about the Lord's Supper as Jesus instituted that, what's happening?
里面当中的话语说什么? 就是说他当时就跟他的门徒一起吃这个晚饭。
That's also very important to understand, to remember.
是一个很重要的事, 我们需要去记得。
It was a Passover night. It was the Passover meal.
而当时他所进食的时候是一个逾越节。
And at Passover, usually one of the children are asked the question, why? Why is this night, the Passover night we're celebrating? Why is it different than any other night?
通常有小朋友会去问,为什么今晚这一餐的逾越节这个餐,跟其他一起晚饭吃的时候,有什么不同呢?
Because it's referring back to the great act of liberation which God brought the Israelites, God's people, out of Egypt, right? Out of bondage.
因为逾越节所吃的那一餐的晚饭,是代表了纪念当时犹太人怎么样从埃及被掳去走出来。
You know, I'm going to have to give you some background here because we really live in a day and age where people don't know the Bible. They don't know the Passover story.
我需要去讲解这些当时的事,当时的历史。为什么?因为我们今天的世纪,我们很多时候都不会去明白或者去看这个历史。
The Israelites were slaves.
当时就是说,古时就是说,以色列人是奴隶。
The king of Egypt, Pharaoh, would not liberate them.
当时这个埃及的法老王,他不让他们走。
And therefore, God sent the angel of death to Egypt. Of course, he did the 10 plagues first, right? This is the 10th plague. He gave them all those warnings, like, You know, all these pestilence and all that, you know, the bugs and all that stuff, right?
當時就話以色列就喺個以色列人就喺個埃及人當中係成為奴隸，而法老王唔俾佢哋走。 而當時神就係降呢個十災，而之後就話神去差遣呢個嘅死亡嘅使者臨到呢個嘅埃及。
But finally, God is saying at the 10th plague, right? This is it. Angel death, right? It's judgment day scrolled forward.
就話呢個死亡嘅使者係代表咗呢個嘅審判嘅一個開頭，就係點樣去臨到當時嘅埃及人。
And so what was God doing there?
神喺嗰陣時當時做啲乜嘢咧？
On the mini scale, God was bringing down divine justice.
就話呢個死亡嘅使者代表咗，就話神就係將呢個嘅神性嘅審判公義臨到當中。
Why is it a scroll forward to judgment day?
就係代表咗，就將呢個嘅審判嚟到。
Because on judgment day, at the end of time, God's going to right every wrong.
就話呢個審判嘅時間，就係神會將一切所做錯嘅會扭轉翻啱。
But because Egypt did really bad against the people of God, Israelites, against the Israelites, right? God is kind of allowed a scroll forward, get a glimpse.
所以就話當時嘅埃及人佢哋就對以色列人就好差，佢哋就唔俾佢哋走，而神就將呢個審判去帶到佢哋。
But here's the problem. God's people, the Israelites, were just human beings just like the Egyptians.
當時以色列人都喺一班嘅人，好似嘅埃及人當中。
And they were subject to divine justice and divine judgment as everybody else.
神去差遣呢個嘅審判，呢個死亡嘅使者臨到當時所有嘅人。
And so how are they going to survive?
所以當時人,
the angel of death as it comes over them at Passover night, over their households.
神嘅呢個嘅死亡使者臨到當時每一個人嘅家庭當中。
Well, if you're familiar with the Passover and the account in, recorded in the Old Testament, the Israelites took shelter under what?
如果你相信睇個聖經嘅時候，你知道就話當時以色列人係點樣去逃避呢個神嘅死亡使者嘅審判呢？
Right, the blood of the lamb.
佢哋就透過呢個嘅羊嘅寶血。
Right, the lamb died instead of anyone inside the home. You spread the blood of the lamb on the doorposts, right?
就話將呢個羊嘅血去宰殺，而之後將個血擺喺個門框嘅上面，佢哋就唔會得到呢個神嘅死亡使者嘅殺害。
So when the angel of death comes over, sees the blood of the lamb, and passes over.
所以當呢個死亡嘅使者見到呢個羊嘅血喺個門框上面嘅時候，神呢個死亡嘅使者會走開，唔會去傷害到入邊嘅人。
And then you and your household are saved.
而喺人住喺呢個屋入邊嘅人，有呢個羊嘅寶血之下，佢哋得到拯救。
Because the lamb died instead of anyone else in the household.
因為就話因為係羊佢嘅犧牲，羊去死，去代咗入邊人當中嘅死。
The Israelites were saved, they were liberated.
而以色列人就話佢哋係得到呢個拯救。
They were brought out, that's Passover.
就話喺個逾越節當中佢得到呢個拯救。
And it You can read it for yourself in Exodus 1 through 12.
呢個就係喺個出埃及記當中嘅1至12章。
But as you see on slide 9, Moses in Exodus 12, 14 says something like this.
但喺聖經入邊當中，出埃及記摩西喺12章14節咁講到。
And what he's saying, he's basically instituting the Passover meal.
而佢都係，所以之後摩西都係去咁樣講。
There must be a perpetual memorial that must never be changed. That once a year, this meal will remember that incredible, that wonderful, great liberation.
因此之後，摩西都講到話啦，呢件事件我哋應該要去紀念。每一年嘅時候，我哋需要都係要去咁樣去做，去緊記呢樣嘢係唔可以去改。
And for generation after generation after generation, God's people, the Israelites, were celebrating that.
而之後啦，就係每一年嘅以色列人就係咁樣去慶祝呢個逾越節。
Until the night Jesus was betrayed.
直至到每一年嘅以色列人就係咁樣慶祝逾越節，直至到耶穌基督佢被賣嘅那一夜就有唔同。
And Luke's gospel in particular makes that absolutely clear.
而聖經好清楚去講到。
Because Jesus immediately as he celebrated the Passover with his disciples, began to make changes.
就話耶穌基督喺個呢個嘅逾越節嘅晚餐入邊當中，耶穌基督佢有個改變。
Which really was very bold, because didn't Moses say you should never make changes in Exodus?
就話耶穌基督佢將呢個嘅逾越節呢一餐，佢作有個改變，佢好大膽，因為摩西講嘅話，每一年要咁慶祝，唔可以有咩改變。
And so the first thing that Jesus did when he got up, he started talking about the bread.
耶穌基督佢做乜嘢啊？嗰餐就話。他就说他站起来讲到这个饼。
And Jesus didn't say, as the presider of our Passover might say, this is the bread of our affliction, and we ate it in the wilderness. He didn't say that.
耶稣基督没讲到说，这个饼是代表了，我们在个痛苦当中，神怎么去拯救我们。
That's what they said at Passover.
这个是通常他们以前，是不嬲是这么讲，不嬲是这么庆祝。
Instead, he took the unleavened bread, and he said, this is my body. This is the bread of my affliction broken for you.
反而不同的就是耶稣基督他拿起这个无酵饼，他拿起这个饼就说，这个是我的身体，是我的为到你们的受苦，为到你们舍的。
And that's why you don't really need unleavened crackers at our communion table, because Jesus made changes. It's not the Passover, it's the Lord's Supper.
所以为什么我们在这个有这个的无酵饼，我们领这个圣餐的时候，
you can have leavened bread if you want.
你可以从此之后耶稣基督了，我们可以吃其他的饼。
But at the Passover, they had unleavened bread, and they also had cups of wine.
在个逾越节的当中，当时耶稣基督他就拿着一个无酵饼，有一个葡萄汁。
But of course, there was no lamb at the Passover meal that Jesus was at.
而当时他们这个逾越节这一餐，当然的，他们没有这个羊。
And that's the obvious reason, because those lambs couldn't take away sin, right?
點解咧？就因為呢個羊就係話又需要一個羊，因為呢個羊係代表咗係代咗呢個罪去死嘅。
Those lambs could not atone for anyone's sin, only Jesus could.
呢個羊係唔可以，其實代表咗我哋嘅罪去死，唯有只係耶穌基督先至可以將我哋嘅罪去攞開。
And that's why on slide 10, you'll see Isaiah 53, 6 and 7 in the NIV. It says there, we all like sheep have gone astray. We have turned each to our own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers in silent. So he did not open his mouth.
在以賽亞書第53章6至7節講到話，我們都如羊走迷，各人偏行己路。耶和華使我們眾人的罪孽都歸在他身上，他被欺壓，在受苦的時候卻不開口。他像羊羔被牽到宰殺之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下無聲，他也是這樣不開口。
And on the night that Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper, that Passover meal, whichHe turned into the Lord's Supper. He's saying, I'm that suffering servant that Isaiah prophesied about.
当晚这个逾越节的另一个的圣，吃这个晚餐的时候，他耶稣就讲就话，当，我就是那个，受苦的羔羊，就是好像以赛亚书所讲的说话。
And what Jesus was saying on that night is saying, my death is the climax. It's the climactic event which everything in the history of salvation has been moving to till now.
就話我哋嘅死亡就係呢個聖餐嘅最重要嘅一件事。
Every sacrifice, every liberation, every prophet, priest, and king, deliverer has been pointing to me.
所有嘅之前嘅犧牲，所有之前嘅死，所有嘅嘢其實都係指住係我。
And tonight, I'm not just going to deliver you from this or that slavery or this or that physical, social, economic problem.
就話我嘅死，耶穌基督話我嘅死。不单止是将你去得到这个拯救，不单止是将你这个社会上，你在所有的生命当中得到这个拯救。
I'm going to deal with your ultimate problem.
我的死亡是会帮助你最终的问题。
Our ultimate problem is the wages of sin is death.
就说我最终人生的问题就是罪的死亡。就耶稣基督说我的死是着指着这件事。
So look back.In remembrance, and let me just briefly, because I only have a few more minutes before we go to the Lord's table, just few comments on the gratitude, the looking up, and that'll be it.
所以我哋要去回看耶稣基督俾我哋嘅圣餐。
We'll next month at the Lord's Supper cover the other areas.
而我哋下个礼拜会再讲其他。
Well, in the Lord's Supper, Christians commune with God and Christ through the Holy Spirit, right?
基督徒，我哋喺个圣餐当中同有呢个圣灵有联合。
When we look up, it's the not only the horizontal dimension, it's the vertical dimension, right?
当我哋去望上仰望嘅时候，这个神给我们的恩典，这个礼仪，我们是上下这样的。
And I have this on slide 11, the Westminster Catechism says this, feed upon his body and blood to our spiritual nourishment and growth in grace.
新民子信条就说，这个圣餐是喂养我们的身体，就是给我们这个圣灵在这个灵里面当中，我们得到喂养和有成长。
What are we grateful for?
我们有什么是去感谢呢？
The Lord's Supper is the seal, the stamp of approval, the seal of the new covenant, the new alliance.
这个圣餐就是给我们这个新约当中一个印记。
Right, Luke and Paul in Corinthians says, this cup is the new covenant in my blood.
入边圣经讲就话，呢个杯系我嘅新约，系用我嘅血所立嘅新约。
It's the seal, the stamp of authority, saying the new covenant. This is what you need.
就话呢样嘢，呢个新约系我哋生命当中我哋所需要嘅。
The old covenant has been superseded by the new covenant.
呢个新约系已经取代咗呢个旧约。
Because all those things pointed to the new covenant.
因为所有的东西都是指着这个新约。
And the Spirit of the living God has been poured out upon you.
就说这个神的灵，这个圣灵去灌溉在我们的生命当中。
God's law has been written on your heart, as Jeremiah said.
在耶利米书讲的就说神的律法写在我们的心中。
And in the language of the prophet Ezekiel, we've been washed with water, cleaned up.And the Spirit has been given to us.
以赛亚书讲到话，我哋嘅人生嘅生命俾个水去洁净，我哋嘅圣灵俾到我哋。
And the language of Joel, the minor prophet, the Spirit has been poured out on all flesh, young and old, men and women.
约珥书讲到就话，神嘅灵去临灌溉喺我哋所有每一个人，后生嘅、老嘅、男嘅、女嘅。
All those were signs pointing to the new covenant.
呢所讲嘅说话，其实系指住着呢个新约。
And here then is the place of great rejoicing and thankfulness.
所以是一个很开心的事。
It's because we know Christ. We are participants of the new covenant.
是你和我们相信神耶稣基督，我们一起去有这个新约。
And God cannot go back on his promise. He cannot go back on his covenant commitments. That's why we're so thankful. His word is sure.
神是一个充满着盟约的神，他不会去自己去违约。
And Paul puts it this way on slide 12, Philippians 1:6 in the NIV, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ.
而保罗嘅都系咁讲，就话我深信那在你们心里动了善功，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Remember the new covenant. Be thankful for it.
我哋要去明白呢个新约，我哋要去感谢。
Because this is a feast of gratitude that you and I will be participating in a moment.
这就是一个圣餐，是充满着这个感恩的餐，我们一起去领受。
But the only people who are worthy to eat of it are people who admit they are sinners, who admit they are in desperate need to be saved by God's grace.
哪些人才是应该去领这个圣餐？就是说那些人去相信他自己是一个罪人，他们是被这个恩典而拯救。
To think that you're worthy is to be unworthy.
我们需要就明白，就是我们是这个不应该去接受的。
To know that you're unworthy is to prepare you to receive from the Lord.
我们明白自己是不配，我们知道自己是罪人，才能够去领受这个圣餐。
So as we end, will you ask the Lord now? Ask the Lord now.To remember and feed on his words.
So, 今天早上我们领一圣餐的时候，我们要问神，
Will you do that? Before you go to the Lord's table, silently pray to yourself, Lord, help me to remember and feed on your words.
去自己的静默片刻，我哋去感激就话神用你嘅话语去喂养我哋。
And acknowledge your shortcomings. Acknowledge that God's word of truth, you haven't really taken it seriously as spirit and life.
让我哋去明白我哋自己嘅不足，我哋需要神去接触我哋。
That in many aspects of your life, you know what you're showing to the Lord? That I can do life myself. I don't need you. That's what you're doing.
我哋好多时觉得就系话我哋自己能够做到，我哋唔需要神，我哋自己能够搞掂。
Ask God to shape and mold you to be like Him.
但系需要去揾神，我需要去神去帮助我哋。
Do that right now as you're ready to meet Him at His table.
让我哋系真系去明白。 自己的不足，我自己的不配，临到神嘅圣餐当中。
You can't get more practical than that.
我系需要去咁做。
This is something special that you need.
呢个系圣餐系好重要，系好特别，我人每一个人系需要。
And I would argue those who are still online, you ought to be here to celebrate the Lord's Supper.
我想就系一齐嘅去领呢个圣餐。
Because this is what the Lord says will help you.
因为神讲，佢话呢个圣餐能够帮助到我嘅生命。Father,
we thank you for your word.
主啊，多谢你俾我哋话语。As
we come to the Lord's table, after we sing a hymn, we pray that you'd feed us with your word.
当我哋去唱只歌之后，我哋一齐去明白，我哋求嚟主你嘅话语去灌溉俾我哋。Your
words are spirit and life.
你嘅话语系一个灵，系生命。
Lord, we can't exist apart from your grace. How arrogant we are to think we can do that. Help us, Lord, as we come to the table to truly come with a repentant heart. To look back and to look up and to look around and to look forward.
让我哋真系去明白，让我哋去回看你俾我哋嘅一切，让我哋去望上去感谢你，让我哋望去周围我哋同弟兄姊妹嘅关系，让我哋去望前望远你俾我哋嘅恩典。To
truly see all our thoughts, all our words and deeds are tainted with sin.
让我们祈祷就说，我们所想的一切，我们所做的一切，都是充满着这个罪恶。
And how we desperately need the blood and righteousness of Jesus Christ.
我们是需要耶稣基督的宝血去洁净我们。
Lord, help us to realize that.
主求你去帮助我们去明白。
And to reflect and pray as we come to the Lord's table.
让我们去反省我们自己的内心。
And to take that this sacrament seriously.
好，我哋能够领一个圣餐嘅时候，系充满着呢个嘅真实。
It's not just something we do once a month.
唔系只系话我哋每一个月嘅一次去领一餐。
It's the new covenant.
而系明白就系话呢个系俾我哋嘅盟约。
That we, the people of God, are part of.
而俾我哋明白就系呢个新嘅盟约，俾我哋能够系一份子嘅当中。
Thanks be to God that those who believe. Are part of that new covenant.
主，我哋多谢你。我哋相信你嘅时候，我哋成为当中嘅一份子。
Where death cannot hold us anymore.
死亡唔能够再去捉住我哋嘅生命。
Because Jesus has gotten the victory.
因为耶稣基督已经系战胜咗一个罪，战胜一个死亡。
Sin, death, and hell for us.
死亡、罪唔再系捆绑住我哋。
We ask. All of this in the name of Jesus, amen.
咁祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。